On the other extreme, Aristotle identifies the vice of meanness, the person who cannot dig into his pocket for anything, the person who is unwilling to provide for the right sort of outlay, whether it be on a matter of his own family's honor, for example, at a wedding, or perhaps in terms of some public affair where everyone is expected to contribute. And so Aristotle is very mindful here that it's not so much a question of justice or injustice. The person's money, after all, is his own, and one may dispose of one's property as one wishes. So it's not a question of justice, but it's a question of doing it right. It's a matter of making good use of that which one has in some abundance. Magnificence is very much like liberality, and the only significant difference that Aristotle proposes is that this is when we're dealing with great sums. In his own day, in ancient Greece, Aristotle was using, by way of example, people who had to do public service, the wealthy people of the community. You may have had some experience, for instance, with the great tragedies that were put on by the likes of Aeschylus and Sophocles and Euripides. These were enormously costly adventures which were put on at the great religious festivals, four festivals in the course of the year. Three tragedies were usually performed and a comedy by the same author. But mounting such displays were enormous productions, and so individuals of great wealth in the community were expected to show a magnificence with respect to equipping a chorus and providing the stage, because these were not just elements of drama, but they also were great importance in the religious life of Athens. They served as liturgical festivals. But a person or a group of people were expected to put on a show and to be magnificent. Even so, they too needed, for Aristotle's taste, to exhibit the mean between the extremes, that it was not merely to be vulgar, the extreme in regard to excess, nor, on the other hand, was it to be niggardly, was it to be somehow mean and overly concerned with that outlay, unwilling to do just the right amount that would make a production special after having laid out a lot of money up front. Aristotle here is therefore concerned with trying to make good proper use of our money. The second virtue that he considers in this section is virtues concerned with honor. Here, too, he reminds us that we are not in the realm of justice. We're not in the realm of what absolutely must be done or what absolutely must be avoided. But we are rather here concerned with self-knowledge. We're concerned with knowing what it is that a person ought to claim for oneself, that there are people who deserve a certain honor because they've given great service to their country, or because they've discovered great things, because they've made great contributions to the intellectual life, perhaps because they have done wonderful service in their family. And Aristotle's notion here is that there is a virtue in this respect, a peak of excellence that comes when one knows the right sort of honor to claim, and not to claim too much, and not to claim too little. He undertakes his study of the virtues in this area, again, by identifying two, namely the virtue of pride and the virtue of industriousness. And he identifies appropriate vices that correspond to each of them. With respect to pride, the vice that means a claim of too much honor is the vice of vanity, whereas claiming a little bit too little honor would be an excessive humility, an improper pride, a failure to love oneself well enough. Similarly, with regard to industriousness, that is, a willingness to show the energy which would do things worthy of honor, he thinks that there are people who have way too much ambition and people who have way too little. Now, the general rubric here, I think, is clear, namely that there's a right way to do it and there are various wrong ways of doing it. But I suspect that this particular virtue by Aristotle, what he calls pride, is one of the more controversial on his entire list. Part of it is a problem with translation. The Greek word for which the translator that I'm using calls pride is rendered by other translators in different ways. Some of them call it proper pride. Some of them stay a little closer to the Greek word. The Greek word is megaloψυχία. The psyche, or psyche, is the Greek word for soul, and megalo, like megalopolis, means something that's great or huge. Aristotle's technical name for this virtue is megaloψυχία, that is, great-souledness. And what he seems to be thinking of is that a person needs to have a sense of their own self, a sense of their own person, a sense of their own personal dignity and personal worth.